91X News.
It's two and scattered clouds. I'm Kurt Weiss with 91X News. The armed forces personnel who supplied Canadian troops in Afghanistan are now home. After 10 years in Afghanistan, the last hare has come home to stay. Jennifer Bowman has the story.
The pipey over there, I thought he only needed one tune. Okay? And it was a sad tune. And today he's played a happy tune.
Chief of Defense General Walt Natinchik welcomed the last Hurricane members of Task Force Canuck home yesterday afternoon. Its return marks the end of Canada's longest-running combat mission, 10 years in Afghanistan. Natinchik paid tribute to the first crews that went to Kandahar in a welcome home ceremony in one of the hangars.
Where are the first crews that deployed? If they're here, stand up and be recognized. Where are they? First crews. You're hiding here somewhere. Stand up and be recognized. Give them a round of applause.
Task Force Canuck transported equipment and personnel in and out of Kandahar throughout the mission. The Herc returned home after taking 2 weeks to fly halfway around the world and trace the RCAF's historical roots. Jennifer Bowman, QNET News, Trenton.
Creating jobs is high on the list for the new warden of Hastings County, but Terry Clemens wants first to figure out the best spot for them. Hastings County inaugurated Clemens as its new warden this morning. In his inaugural speech, Clemens says one of the things he wants to do is take inventory of land that's ready for investment throughout Hastings County.
What we have to do is pull together as a team to bring us together where we can decide where it's going to do the most good. We do have to go after jobs for our people.
This is Clemens' second time as Hastings County's warden. The last time was back in 2007. A Liberal MPP is hoping to make opening a cell phone bill less stressful. Liberal David Orizzetti says his private member's bill would protect customers from high fees and confusing contracts. The legislator will vote on the bill today. A similar bill introduced in the last session died when the fall election was called. Police in Windsor are asking for the public's help. They're looking for a hunting knife after the city's first homicide in more than 2 years. Police located a knife sheath at the home of a victim in Windsor, but the hunting knife was missing. The victim of the homicide died last week after being stabbed multiple times, and the sheath is black with a gold emblem reading Ducks Unlimited. But he says the missing knife could or could not be the murder weapon. No more late bus rides for a Toronto man after a driver was threatened with being shot. The Toronto Transit Commission says a 30-year-old man has got 5 days in jail after pleading guilty to threatening a driver with bodily harm. The commission says Alistair Bandu was bothering customers on an Eglinton Avenue bus last Sunday. They say the man also received 1 year probation, including a ban from riding between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. all week. And that's your 91X News. To 203, here's Harrison Perkins with sports.
Thanks, Kurt. The Belleville Bulls continued their winning streak by shutting down the Kingston Frontenacs 4-2 last night. Daniel Zharkov scored twice for Belleville, with Ryan Spooner and Spencer Green found the net for Kingston. The Belleville Bulls honored former Bull and Kingston Frontenacs GM Doug Gilmore last night prior to the game. After the Bulls' 1979, the Kingston native went on to play almost 1,500 games in the NHL, scoring 450 regular season goals and collecting 188 points in 182 career playoff games. The Picton Pirates are in action tonight at home versus the Port Hope Panthers. The Pirates are recovering after a 6-0 loss to Napanee on Tuesday. Game time tonight is 7:30. And the Wellington Dukes have the night off before Peterborough comes to town tomorrow night. Puck drop is at 7:30 for that game at the new Wellington and District Community Center. Around the NHL tonight, the Pens face off against the Capitals, and Ottawa takes on the Stars. Those are just two out of eight games on tapped tonight. And the winless Indianapolis Colts travel to New England this Sunday afternoon to take on the Patriots in Week 13 of NFL action. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady says the Colts defense could pose problems.
They've got some players that can really play. I mean, I played Dwight Freeney a bunch. I wish he was out this week. But he's in there again. He's a phenomenal player. I if I could be a defensive end, I'd be like him.
That's sports. Here's Kurt Weiss with 91X Weather.
Today we've got a mix of sun and cloud and a high of +4. Tonight it's becoming a little cloudier. 60% chance of wet flurries by morning and a low of plus one. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 60% chance of rain showers or wet flurries in the morning. That's supposed to clear up in the afternoon when the temperature falls to minus three. And it's two degrees right now. I'm Kurt Weiss with Harrison Perkins, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.